EU leaders are gathering in Brussels for the Make or Break summit to stabilise the single currency and restore investor confidence. French President Nicolas Sarkozy has upped the stakes by warning that Europe has never faced a greater risk of disintegration. Hopes are running high that leaders will agree to the German push for greater fiscal union, which would see Eurozone countries face automatic penalties in the future if they overspend. But the summit's already been undercut by comments overnight from the European Central Bank, which appear to rule out a more aggressive role in the bond markets for the bank. For reaction to that announcement, our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell, spoke with Stefan Schneider, chief international economist with Deutsche Bank in Frankfurt.
No, actually, it's not such a big surprise. And actually, the ECB is doing what they can do. They cut interest rates by 25 basis points, and they offered more longer-term refinance to the banking system, which really shows that they are taking their role as being the lender of last resort to the banks seriously, but that they don't see themselves in the role as being the ultimate purchaser of government bond, which is not their job description anyhow.
But that's what the market seemed to be hoping for. Indeed, they were hoping success at this summit, which has just begun in Brussels, would spur that sort of action from the ECB. They seem to think that only the ECB can really bring debt contagion under control and save the euro by more aggressive bond purchasing. I mean, are you saying that the ECB has ruled that out?
The ECB has been playing a constructive role. I mean, you have to see that the ECB has been buying government bonds, if you take the last 3 months, on a clip almost of 100 billion euros. They have been in the market, but it's not, you know, like some people expect that the ECB will be prepared to basically buy up all the bond issues which will come from some of the peripheral countries, including Italy, which would be a number close to 1,000 billion euros, and some people are speculating on that. And I think that's, you know, it's not the ECB's job description, and obviously it would really rattle people in countries like Germany or the Netherlands.
Well, markets have plunged on these comments, though, from the head of the ECB, Mario Draghi. So how confident are you that the summit now can restore calm and boost investor confidence that a resolution to the debt crisis is in sight?
I don't think that we will get the silver bullet over the weekend from this summit. I mean, there have been too many summits, you know, with grand plans, and the plans have then, after a few days, disintegrated into thin air. So it has just to be there have to be some constructive measures, meaning moving closer to fiscal union, that countries will obey to the stricter rules of such a fiscal union, and seeing more commitment of the current countries in problem, in difficulties, like, for example, Italy, to continue to consolidate. I think that's really the plan and the steps ahead, and maybe something on the EFSF or ESM, which are the government-sponsored programs to buy up government bonds of countries in trouble. So, I mean, things cannot be sorted out overnight.
The core of the plan is this push for a greater fiscal union involving automatic penalties for Eurozone economies that overspend. This has really been a German push, hasn't it? So can we see Germany kind of in ascendance here? I mean, could we see this summit, if it is successful, as a victory for Chancellor Angela Merkel and this sort of German-style austerity and discipline?
There was the initial agreement when the euro was launched back in 1999-2000, and you remember there was basically the Germans pushed for that, the Stability and Growth Pact. Unfortunately, it were the Germans together with the French who basically unhinged the Stability and Growth Pact back in 2003. So, I mean, we have, to a certain extent, a credibility problem ourselves. But, I mean, by now, obviously, if you look at the problems the southern European countries have maneuvered themselves into, I think it's pretty obvious that in the medium to the long run, only kind of a sober fiscal policy will make the monetary union viable. So I think that's really, it's not so much that, you know, the German style is convincing everyone. It's just, you know, people are understanding if you have monetary union and you don't have a fully fledged fiscal union, which I think Europe is not prepared to do that right now, you have to have strict rules, and you have to make sure that countries obey to those rules. Otherwise, you run into problems like the current one.
How is this playing? You're in Frankfurt. How is this sort of going down with the German electorate? I mean, are they fully supportive of what the Chancellor is trying to do here?
I think there are, and I mean, the concerns are actually increasing that, you know, whatever kind of resolution there will be at the end of the day, that it will become inflationary, and that's an absolute no-no for Germans, you know, given the historical experience with inflation. One could phrase it differently in saying, if we won't get stricter rules and we get a fiscal union where the German electorate might see itself exploited by, you know, southern European countries which continue to go somewhat easier on fiscal programs and rules, then ultimately the political support for the euro in Germany and some other northern European countries might actually disappear.
Just finally, how do you rate the chances that Eurozone will survive, you know, beyond March, that it'll last that long?
One has to say that the systemic risks, especially in the financial markets, for example, that, you know, due to uncertainty, just nobody is going to buy southern European government bonds anymore, that these risks have certainly increased. But still, I mean, if you take the bigger picture and if you look at the political momentum behind the developments in Europe over the last 20, 30, 40 years, or basically since Second World War, you can say that there has been so much political capital invested into this project that that's very hard to see that basically this is going to be written off by politicians. So we think that there is still 60 to 70% probability that the euro will survive.
That's Deutsche Bank's chief international economist, Stefan Schneider, speaking from Frankfurt.